Hey everybody, it's Christy. Welcome to the Preach Girl Podcast. Today we are diving into part two of our interview with Sylvia Rodriguez. My sister Michelle and I had Sylvia on as a guest on our morning show, Coffee with My Collective, heading into our collective conference. And we wanted to introduce you to Sylvia. She is our guest for the collective conference this year, talking about marriage. She's been married to Rick for 22 years. They participate and lead marriage counseling in their church, marriage, pre-marriage, all kinds of different things. They've raised two great kids, and she's just so real, so honest, not a lot of fluff and a whole lot of substance. Today, we're going to talk about some tough things, some challenging things, and she's going to give you some homework. So I know you're going to love it. Sylvia is my dear friend, and I hope you enjoyed part two as much as we did part one. We'll see you inside of the collective. Here is Preach Girl Podcast, part two with Sylvia Rodriguez.
What advice might you give? And maybe I'm putting you on the spot, or maybe you're going to cover this in your workshop, so we don't have to go on a deep dive on this, but okay. Do you have an encouragement for somebody who may be at her level best, doing all in, and there's not reciprocation?
Wow. Yeah, that's so hard, you guys. And I do feel like love is contagious. I feel like it can grow. I think that sometimes in those situations that, you know, whenever we have counseled some couples or women, we've noticed that one's kind of detached and one's all in, doing everything they can. There is even a little bit of like desperation of like, I've got to do everything right because God will honor that. But God's not looking at all the works that you're doing to get there. He's looking at your heart. What's your heart look like? Is your heart seeking him, after him? Is that what it is? Or is it that you're running in place to try to put everything in a perfect place so that you can win something back? Does that make sense? I feel like it's a hard subject, and I hate having those kind of conversations when, you know, you are at the end and they don't want to go to a counselor and you've already been to the counseling. And sometimes, you know, you have to decide at that point what that marriage looks like. And there are people that do separate, get a divorce. And I think that, you know, I don't think you're doomed. I think God's like, you're still my baby. You're still my baby girl, or you're still my son. I'm still going to love you through this, and I'm still going to bless you, and I'm still going to give you a fulfilled life. Yeah. Stay on that, baby girl. I feel like he's still our daddy in that moment. Okay.
Absolutely. That's so good, Sylvia.
Does that help? Does that kind of answer some of that?
Yeah, well, it does, because, you know, not everybody has a reciprocation, and I can speak from experience on my end. And sometimes people deal with mental health issues. Sometimes they just deal with just extreme poor decisions, you know, and that kind of thing. Or you're talking about marriages that are facing, you're not talking about things like abuse and things like that would be dangerous to a woman. And I always want to be careful to be clear about that, because we want to make sure that you're not like the martyr that is in there being abused, because that's not God's best for the situation either.
He's not called you to that.
He's not called you to be abused. Mm-mm. And I just want to be, you know what I mean? Because a lot of ladies watch, and we are in 100% agreement with what God's word says, but we also want to make sure you're safe. Yes. That you're not, you know, in a life-threatening situation, and that you're not like in there saying, well, look, God would be so mad at me, even though you're getting
a divorce or whatever. Yeah, it is what it is. People are going to get a divorce. And that's what happens right now. You know, some people are not, we're in a fallen world. And I hate to say it, I don't want to sound so religious, but that's the truth.
It's the truth, Sylvia.
That's what it is. And so people are going to get divorced for a lot of reasons. So if you are sitting in your kitchen right now and you have either been emotionally, physically abused, you are not even, you know, allowed to even have a voice. You need to go get some help. I'm telling you right now, go seek some help.
Yes.
There's so many people in your local church that would embrace you and help you. So
I just feel like we're just on that vein is, you and Rick have done a lot of marriage counseling. You probably went to marriage counseling and now you're on the other side where you are doing premarital and you're helping walk young couples through some difficult things. I know that you've given voice into marriages and seen people restored. Yes. And so just to remove, like, you're a Mexican woman. He's a Mexican man, right? Right. I'm a white girl. You know, this. We want to make sure that we remove the stigma of any kind of shame in getting counseling, shame in health, and man, because you know it, like I know it, that especially in the Hispanic culture, because I've been married to a Hispanic man, is that we want things kind of, we're going to sweep it under the rug, and we're just going to keep on going forward, and then nothing, then the house stays dirty, and we can't get it clean, and so. I love that you guys are so advocates for premarital and continued and getting help. It does not make you a problem.
That's right. It doesn't make you weak, a failure. All of the words that you're afraid to say about yourself. It doesn't make you any of those. No. And to be totally, you know, transparent with you guys, Rick and I have a set of mentors that we still see. After 21 years, we are still able to go out and give love and give advice and give the Lord to couples simply because somebody else is doing that to us too. Okay.
What you just said was amazing.
It makes me want to cry.
Amazing. Yes.
So don't ever get to a point where you feel like you've arrived.
Come on. Yes.
I don't know what that even looks like because I mean, I'll be totally, I know we're running out of time, but you know, it's probably been 2 weeks. You know, my kids are 17 and 19 now, and I was at my wit's end. I called the kids in and I said, you know what? I'm going to just be honest with y'all. Y'all are old enough to handle this. Me and Dad are having some conflict right now, and I'm not super happy with him. And I was crying. I was being real. I want my kids to know that life's not always going to be perfect at the Rodriguez house. I said, I love your dad more than anything, but we have this issue with the finances that we've got to figure out. I laid it all on the table and some of you might be going, oh, that's too much for your kids. Girl, no, they're 17 and 19. They're handling hard stuff. They're created to handle hard stuff. Wow. We're created to do hard stuff. Okay. Yeah. So that was 2 weeks ago. And then I'm sitting here talking to you about how to build your marriage. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning too. I may go watch a podcast tomorrow that's going to help me that somebody preached about marriage. It's ongoing learning. You're learning constantly. So go see a counselor if you need to.
That's amazing.
Go get help.
Yeah. Just
get it all out. Okay. Because if you don't, it turns tragic.
Wow. Okay.
We've seen it turn tragic.
Yeah.
So even if one of you needs to go. Okay. That's what
you would even encourage a woman, because it's primarily women probably watching right now, that even if her spouse is at this moment, like right now, not that it wouldn't change, but right now is just dead set. I'm not going to counseling. It's still beneficial for you to go.
Absolutely.
Even if you don't go right now.
Yes, go. But don't be going to your girlfriend's house. Don't be like, girl, he didn't come home last night, or he's, and that's where we want to go.
Wow. Yes.
We want to go there because that's what we're used to. And that's where our safe zone is, or we want to call our mama, or we want to call, you know, whoever we feel safe with. You have to do something you've never done to get something you've never had.
Come
and if
on.
You can have an amazing marriage, then branch out and go do something. Challenge yourself to go and seek out some help. If you can't afford it, you might be sitting there going, I can't afford a counselor. Call your local church. There's someone there that's going to counsel you. That's even going to pray with you. Something supernatural happens when you're in a room with someone and you're going to pray about your marriage. Yes. And they have no idea who you or your husband is. I believe miracles happen in those rooms.
Yes.
Go and get some help.
Amen. Golly, Michelle.
I'm like, keep going, Sylvia.
know. I want to read some things that are being said because I want, and then we'll, because we want, you know, what we do on Coffee with My Collective is we just share some nuggets with everybody because we want them to know, hey, you want to be a part of My Collective conference. Like you right. want to be able to have a full hour, you know, workshop with Sylvia, with takeaways where it's not just me and Michelle interrupting her, you know, and all kinds of, you know, it's not a conversation right that way. And even in the collective conference, what we incorporated last year, because it's in an online setting, you can type in questions into the chat and our speakers will go back and answer your questions at the end of the session.
It is the coolest thing. We've been to so many conferences where you're in a room full of maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of people, and you don't get that one-on-one interaction with the person speaking. And that's why we thought was one of the coolest things about the collective is that it's all online. So any of the questions that you type in, you can put it in live or you can type it in later. And we get to like hear back from the speaker on a more personal level, which I think is so cool.
So yeah. I want to read a couple of these. I've got a couple of watch parties going on, so I have to toggle around a little bit. There's a whole lot of amens. Rebecca said, sometimes we try to Instapot people and that's unfair to them. Oh, like, you know, so you're talking good. About, yeah. People are like, ditto, amen. Shelley Walker said, I need that book. And then she put fire beside it. Penny Armbruster. Penny Armbruster, you know Penny.
Penny.
She said, marriage counseling, whoop, whoop. And she also put, kids get more scared when we try to hide things. They aren't stupid. They know something's wrong at a certain age level.
Yes, they do.
And it diffuses their fear when it's addressed.
Yes.
And so that's great. And Rebecca said, if we've honored our marriage and our wife role, but the other person chose not to fight for the marriage, I believe God will honor us in our next relationship. We have to continue being whole and pressing into God.
Yes, it's good.
It's so good. Rebecca said, if you don't continue to do maintenance on self, your marriage will suffer. Counseling is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Michelle, I got to go into my other, I have two watch parties and people are going, my phone is just going crazy.
I know. No, it's keep the comments coming. We love hearing from you guys. One thing right now, if you're watching live, we're about to do a giveaway of the book Marriage on the Rock, and it's only going to be available for the people watching live right now. So we've got quite a few people watching live right now.
Yes.
So if you're watching live, go share this video. Listen, there are women and men in your life that need to hear this message. So even this tiny nugget that we've talked about today, go share it to your page. Type in all the names that you know, the people that would just really, really benefit from hearing this today. Cause I mean, goodness, I'm over here just like, keep going, Sylvia. We'll just stay here all day.
I know. We're going to have to talk about gatherings next week, Michelle.
Yeah, we may just have to talk about gatherings next week.
How much time do we have?
I mean, it's our show. We always, Michelle and I, like, we'll say like this. We'll be like, can we do this at the conference? And then we'll look at each other and be like, it's our conference. We can do what we want.
I can't believe she didn't start singing.
I had it in my head, girl. I was
singing.
I was refraining because this is somebody's other conference. Serena De Los Santos, the same lady who said they knew each other for 2 weeks or they were engaged for 2 weeks, 43 years married. She put, when feelings fleet, commitment steps up. And that's Debbie so Harris, good. She said, this is some good stuff. I'll have to go back and watch this again from the beginning. Minerva said, I love that, Christy. Minerva said, Sylvia, thank you so much for saying it exactly how it is. This is real stuff. So good. I love it. And Adrian, she's in Colorado. She said, so glad I'm watching this morning. You ladies are the best. Wow. And so I love that we get real time comments so that, you know, And Rebecca put, keep going.
So how about this, Christy? How about we, in just a second, sorry, Sylvia, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
We'll talk about let's just go ahead and talk about gatherings here. Since we're all here, everyone's here, we'll do the giveaway. And let's just do the gatherings real quick on what we've got for the gatherings. What do you think?
So I'll tell them real quick about the giveaway. You talk briefly about the gatherings and then we'll do the giveaway at the end of the gatherings. Is that cool?
Okay.
And then before we do that, y'all, if you just totally enjoyed Sylvia, we're so honored that you came to be with us this morning, Sylvia. And even beyond that, that you're going to be one of our speakers at My Collective conference. When we were talking about somebody to do marriage and family, I said, Michelle, I think I got a girl. Yeah. And so let me reach out to her. And
And so, and before we let off here too, I'll have a few, I wanted to say a few things about what to look forward to that I'm going to make a speech about. So y'all do your gatherings and then I'll finish up.
Okay, great. So, oh yeah, Mish, and Corey's like, this is fire. But anyway, we'll read some more of these a little bit later. Elaine.
Do the giveaway.
No, we're going to do it after the gatherings while they're, because people are still sharing.
Oh, just kidding. Keep sharing.
We'll do it right after the giveaway. We'll do the giveaway.
I'm out of coffee and I need some more real bad.
Okay, sister, tell them a little bit about gatherings. And all right,
okay, so we're going to talk about gatherings. Cool. People are still jumping on. This is awesome. So we're going to talk a little bit about gatherings. So what a gathering is basically this. So we've got our online women's conference happening October 18th and 19th. And while it's an online community that you get to join in with, I mean, last year we had like 100 women join in. It was incredible. It was one of the coolest experiences to see an online community. But what we actually saw happen just organically were people gathering in homes with like their girlfriends and girls from the church. We had several pastors brought their women together in the church and did like a small women's conference. Yes. And they joined in our conference as their women's conference, which was so crazy to us. We were like, oh my gosh, look at God just do whatever he wants to do with a just giant yes, you know? So we were thinking about it. We thought, man, we really want to come alongside of what already happened organically and not just stay in the vein of online community, but also help cultivate community that's local for you. So we thought, really, we just kind of put all four of us. So Meg, Kayla, Christy, myself, we just kind of got together over Zoom because we are literally all four of us all over the country in different locations.
And the world. Hello, Meg.
It's true. World because of Meg. Yeah. And we got together. We were like, how can we do this? So we are calling this the gatherings. So if you are interested, so what it is basically we're just going to have hostesses. If you want to host a gathering, drop us a DM, let us know in a private message that you would love to host a gathering. And we're going to send you some information on what that looks like. But basically, if you just want to bring like your girlfriends or your mom and your, you know what I mean? The girls from Orange Theory or the small group of women that you meet with at church, and you really want to do something like a small local community also within this online community that we have of my collective, we want to come alongside you and help you with that. So we're calling them gatherings this year. And so what we're doing is we're offering a special rate for those who are having so many, maybe come into your house, maybe you guys meet up at a coffee shop, everybody bring their laptops and headphones. We're going to be taking some special pauses and breaks so you guys can select which breakout session to go to or whatnot. But I know that several of you have had questions like, if we all choose one breakout, what about the other breakout sessions that are available? Because you'll get to, it's just like a big conference where you select to go to, you know, I'm going to go hear this one or I'm going to go hear this one. But the price of the ticket covers everything. So after a couple of weeks, after everything gets uploaded, you get the link and it has every single session. So you don't miss a single thing, but you also get to cultivate some local community while you go through this with an online community. And it's the coolest thing.
That's
so awesome. If you're interested in hosting a gathering in your community, in your house or whatever, we're not asking, you know, for you to go all out and go super fancy. If you want to do like a potluck, everybody just bring their own food. We've got some girls, you know, just order just a pizza and just come and have coffee and hang out. So it's a Friday night and all day Saturday, really until Saturday, kind of like late afternoon.
Yeah.
So we've got different. So if you're curious about where to buy tickets, it's at mycollectiveconference.com. And the early bird registration is actually still up until August 17th. So there's like, we have literally 1 month until early registration goes away. So for a regular ticket, it's $35 for just a single ticket, or you can get group rates. So right now we've got, oh my gosh, we have something really fun for Friday night for the Kansas City people. Should I just tell? I'm going to tell them because it's our conference and we can tell them, right?
Tell them.
We have something really, really exciting for the Kansas City Chicas. So I just said Chicas.
Where did that come from?
Is it because I'm on here?
It's your influence, Sylvia. We all want your glow.
I know, and I'm out of coffee. This is what happens. It gets crazy. Okay, so what we're doing for Kansas City, all of you that are in the Kansas City area, if you're not hosting and you don't want to host something at your house, but you want to like be a part, we're actually going to do, my collective conference live in Kansas City at a location to be announced later. So, and those tickets are going to be for $20. Just message us because we're laying the tracks as we go kind of thing. So just message us. We'll get you all the information as we get it. We don't want to just throw this at you haphazardly. We really want to think this through for you and make it the best experience possible. So if you're interested in the live event and you're in the Kansas City area for Friday night only, it's not going to be for Saturday, but for Friday night only, we're doing a live Kansas City event. So there's that. I'm going to bust that out. And then group rates, it kind of just depends on what you want to do. If you want to pay the fee up front yourself and then ask everybody to kind of chip in as they come to your house, or you kind of get it all together before and then you purchase it together, that way everybody gets registered. We can kind of talk through those details if you DM us for more info. But the group rate is $75 for 2 to 8 people registered. Then it's $125 if you have 9 to 15 people registered. And it's $175 for 15 and up. But one of the coolest things that I think we're going to do here soon is we're going to actually show you how that looks and what it looks like to have a community watching, an online community. It's such a cool feeling. It's such a cool vibe. It's really, really dope to get to go through life, not just with people online and watch us conference happen while you're at the hair salon or while your babies are running around and sitting at your, you know, at your kitchen table and letting God minister you. But there's something really cool that happens when you get to do that life with people around you that you can go, hey girl, that was incredible. We need to take a pause in this moment right now and just talk about what God is doing. Cause there's something that he does in the room when you're connected with other women, that are watching the same thing. I mean, it could hit your home in the middle of it and you just need to bust out into prayer. So God may be really, really touching the life of the woman right next to you. And it may be okay just to stop right there and just pray with her and be a community for her so we don't go through life alone. And
when you said that, Michelle, it made me think about this is the super opportunity to invite your hairdresser, to invite the girls from Orange Theory that may not want to come to church with you because of whatever their hangups or habits or whatever their situation is. This is an opportunity to just come and be in your, we used to say, your messy bun in your yoga pants, you know, and sit cross-legged on your couch without your shoes on and let the Spirit of God minister in your home to these, in this space. And then we also have ladies, some pastors and pastors' wives who have done the collective conference as their women's ministry for that month or for their conference, because the ticket is so inexpensive and they don't have to travel. They don't have to get their hair did. They don't have to do a whole lot of different stuff. They can just, they've met at the church. We've got at least three smaller churches that are using this as their women's conference this year. And they're buying the larger package. And some of them are charging, you know, $20 or whatever to the women to come in. And some of them are just saying, this is in our budget and just come.
Yeah.
And so whatever fits you, this is one size will fit you. You know, we'll make this fit. We don't make money with the collective. We ask our speakers to come and speak for a happy meal and a handshake. Yo, like that's why we would like that. We got to use our friends that like really care about women, care about the life of women, care about seeing them win spirit, soul, body, mind, will, emotions, parenting, marriage, finances, health, all of those things. Yeah. And that's the kind of women that we brought together for our speakers this year for you. Yeah.
Wow. And it's such a cool, feeling. So we're going to show you what that looks like, because honestly, we in Zoom, it's such a cool platform. We can actually see you and you can see us. So it's really cool. We can kind of spotlight in and out. Like last year we spotlighted, we had a couple of women that we saw around. We're like, oh my gosh, it's Jill, or oh my gosh, it's Crystal. We just got to kind of say hi as we're there, because it's like being together without actually truly being together. But we want to come alongside those of you who feel like, hey, I would love to host a gathering in my home of some women, maybe in the neighborhood. Maybe you're surrounded in an awesome little neighborhood and you've got a lot of young moms that don't get to get out without having to pay an arm and a leg for a babysitter. bring the kids over, you know, like let them have a play date and all the babies just crash while you guys just to get to hang and do life together.
Today's Preach Girl podcast is brought to you by the Preach Girl 8-week course designed for women like you who want to learn how to speak, how to preach, how to tell your story. Listen, I'm telling you, girl, you're going to love Preach Girl, the 8-week course. We spend time together every week. I'm live in the group. You get full access to me along with the women in the group. It is incredible. The last several cycles have been just dynamic. We have come together in just formed community. If you are a woman who is interested in learning how to speak, to present well, to speak with confidence and clarity and power, I know that Preach Girl, the preaching course, is for you. If you're in business, if you're in ministry, if you just want to learn how to tell a story better, this is a great place for you. Head on over to preachgirl.org and get registered. Registration is opened now for the October class. Jump in. You'll be so glad you did. I'll see you inside of Preach Girl.
Okay, so I just want you guys to get excited about this conference. I want to touch base on what your sex life looks like, what true intimacy looks like, what shame looks like, and what fun looks like. I have the most fun with my most favorite person. So I'm going to challenge you girls before we get off here. If your guy's going to go to the grocery store, get your shoes on and jump in the car with him and go with him. If he's going to go down the street to put gas in the car, jump in the car with him and go put gas with him. I'm not saying because you just have to be with him every second, but be together. FaceTime each. FaceTime is the best. Not FaceTime on this. FaceTime face to face. Okay. Yeah. That builds love. It builds commitment. It will draw you guys together, not apart. Fill up his tank. Because I will cut someone if they're trying to fill up my husband's tank. Okay. So I'm making sure that I'm going to fill up his tank. So I want y'all to have fun with your husbands this week. Do something fun. If you can't afford a date, go out to the patio, go to your bedroom, do something fun. Do an activity. I mean, I said bedroom, but I mean, do an activity in there if you need to.
I already know what you're going to talk about. Y'all, oh, Lord. Lord.
I have to say that my husband, Cody, he just walked in and just heard that part. And he was like, oh, okay. Hey.
He's like, okay, well, welcome to the conversation.
So anyway, I want y'all to look forward to that because it's your husband's greatest need. Not his greatest want. It's one of his greatest needs is to be intimate with you. So, and I'm going to talk about something that's called naked showers. And it has nothing to listen. And it has absolutely nothing to do with sex. Okay. It's naked showers. And I'm excited to share that kind of stuff with you. It's what Rick and I have developed over the past, years. It's one of our favorite time together. And I'm going to be appropriate. I'm not going to be, super inappropriate.
That would be Rick. We're not going to let Rick talk. You get to talk.
No, yeah. But I want you guys to look forward to having fun with each other. Fun, laugh. So your homework this week is to stuck like glue, okay? Be stuck like glue with each other this week, okay?
That's good. That's so good, Sylvia.
So good. You just blessed our whole entire life.
Oh, good.
So many
y'all
people.
Too. Y'all are amazing. I can't wait to hear your next speaker.
So Michelle, pray us out real quick, and then you guys all hang on and we'll end our live. We love you guys. Thank you for being with us today.
Yes.
Appreciate everybody that came on, shared, tagged, commented, joined the conversation. Make sure you don't miss the conference.
Yes.
MyCollectiveConference.com. MyCollectiveConference.com.
If you think it's good,
wait till you see that.
Sing it.
Awesome. Well, let's pray. God, we thank you so much just for this incredible time that we get to have this online community of incredible women joining in, Father, to just enhance our lives together, Father. Lord, I thank you for every woman watching this live and every woman that will watch the replay, Father. I pray that in this moment, Lord, that you're beginning to touch and heal hurt hurts and wounded hearts, Father. Lord, I thank you for every marriage that's represented by the ladies that are watching this now and later, Father. And I thank you that you begin to encourage them and lift up their spirits and help them to realize that you've created relationships for a reason. Yes. And God, I thank you just for your incredible anointing upon this conference as we gear up for it. Father, I thank you that you give Sylvia just the right words to say, Father, to heal hearts, homes, and futures, Father. Lord, I thank you for this incredible time that we got to spend this morning. And we're so excited for the rest of the weekend. And Lord, I thank you that we work on our homework this week. Mm-hmm. And I think that we just have an incredible time just getting to know you better and becoming a whole person that you've called us to be. Yes. Just within us, God, just who you called us to be as a woman of God that we call ourselves yours, Lord. You've called us your daughters. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we walk in that freedom this week, Father, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for being here on the Preach Girl podcast today. Listen, I'm so honored that you're here, that you listen, that you show up, even that you share it with your friends and family. I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you, y'all. And don't forget, if you subscribe, then you're going to get a notification every time we drop a new episode. Also, if you have time, man, could you just leave a review of the show here? We'd really appreciate it. Reviews help to get found. They help us to get sponsors. They help to get good guests on the show. So if you get a second, if you could just leave a review for the Preach Girl podcast, I would super duper appreciate it. And really, thanks again for just being with us. Thanks for being here, for supporting me, and being on this journey together as we go forward. If you need anything, you can hit me up on Facebook, Christy Lee Miranda, Christy Lee Miranda on Instagram, and you can, of course, find all things Preach Girl at preachgirl.org. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.